Listeners, hello and welcome to Advanced Radio. And we are so happy that you joined us today because we are talking about our fitness article for the month of December. May not be thinking too much about fitness in this cold weather, or perhaps you are. Well, today we are talking about working out in the outdoors, where there's a lot of fresh air. So why is working out outdoors a good option? Well, we're going to learn more about that in today's article. But before we get started, I have two lovely hosts with me on the show today. And I'm just going to get them to introduce themselves. On my right, I have the lovely...
Hi, I'm Linda C. And it's great to be here for another fitness article. I'm looking forward to it.
Are we putting you on a lot of fitness articles, Linda?
No, not really. I end up talking about, you know, working out and, you know, biking
right.
a lot.
It's close to your heart, right?
Yeah.
And it's good for your heart as well.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us today, Linda. And on my left, I have...
Hello, everyone. My name is David, and this is my first time here. Thank you so much for inviting me, Amanda.
You're welcome. Wow, I didn't realize it was your first time. I feel very privileged to have you here today. Well, David, you are currently doing a lot of work on Let's Talk in English, right?
Indeed, I am.
So it's great to have you on Advanced. Thank you for making some time to join us here today.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to this topic. I like talking about fitness and how the body works. I've always been intrigued by that. I have a question for you both. Do you work out, do your workout in the outdoors? Linda, do you?
Well, I do. I rarely go to a gym. In fact, like, I hardly ever go to a gym. I prefer being outside because you're in nature and you can, you know, see scenery. And for me, it's a lot more interesting than being stuck in a gym. I mean, I know the gym does have its benefits.
Right.
But for me, I much prefer being outdoors.
Okay. Do you find that the time goes fast when you're outdoors?
Yeah, I think so. Because if I ever had to, like, do biking on a stationary bike, I wouldn't do it for very long.
Right.
But if I'm on a real bike, then I can bike for hours, like, all day and go to, you know, different places. So
yeah,
for
you're
me,
pretty,
that's much more exciting.
Yeah, Linda's pretty famous for traveling around by bike.
Right.
Have you ever gotten lost?
Well, that's the good thing about, you know, having Google Maps. You can find wherever you are and find a way out.
Okay, good.
Unless your battery dies, then that would be a problem.
Right. Although you could probably ask somebody local and hopefully they would.
True. And if you can understand them, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Understand their directions.
Right. Yeah. Well, David, how about you? Do you work out in the outdoors?
Well, I do that sometimes, but I love working in a gym more, actually.
Right.
Various reasons. I hate the hot air outside, so it's very cool inside the gym. And also, you get to meet different people every day, and you get to learn from them, see what they do differently. If you have questions, they would love to answer and, you know, help you out with your workouts.
Right. Okay. And this is great. You know, the reason we're doing this is just to think about the different ways we can work out. Oftentimes when we think of working out, we think of going to the gym being indoors. I mean, that's actually changed a lot, I would say, in the last 10 years. Before, people thought more of working out outdoors, but now there is actually a shift to thinking again about how we can improve our athletic skills in the outdoors. And in fact, the deck of this article says utilize the great outdoors. Linda, what does that word utilize mean?
It just means to use or make use of.
Right. And that's something that people are reconsidering now. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. So why don't we get into our first reading for today? It's on page 28 of your magazine or your electronic device. And we will start the reading on the first column.
Improve your athletic skills. Utilize the great outdoors. If you use the outdoors to work on your athletic skills, you could get a much better workout than you would at the gym. Outdoor options are endless, in urban or wilderness areas. The gym doesn't offer much movement. Even with treadmills, you're making the same motion over and over again. There is no athletic sport where you mostly stand in one place. Get outside. There's a saying known by nearly all coaches. It's not practice that makes perfect. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. There are so many options when you take your training outside. Learn to look for artifacts that allow you to work on the movements you need for your favorite sports. For example, the low cement barriers in parking lots are usually evenly spaced. You can walk slowly or briskly along them. You can run, jumping from one barrier to another, instead of just taking a large step or stepping down between them.
Okay, thank you, Luke, for that reading for today. Now we begin the paragraph by talking about how the outdoors would be a much better workout than you would at the gym. It says, if you use the outdoors to work on your athletic skills, you could get a much better workout than you would at the gym. Now, why would we be saying that, Linda?
Well, I would, you know, strongly agree with this statement because I much prefer working out outdoors. I just think it's a fantastic idea because you can use nature. You know, you don't have to, you know, worry about getting to a gym or equipment or gear. Those sorts of things I don't really like. So this idea of using what's already there in nature, and I mean, it doesn't have to be all natural because you can find, as we'll see later on, you can find things that are man-made that you can still incorporate into your workout.
Mm. Good, yeah, because the next sentence does say outdoor options are endless. So what we are saying is that perhaps at the gym sometimes it does feel limited, whereas if you look at the outdoors, endless means there's no end to it. There's a lot of options available to you. It says here in urban or wilderness areas. David, what would be the difference between an urban area and a wilderness area?
Urban areas is more like in the city where there are buildings and such, and compared to wilderness where there's not much human-made stuff, more fields, forests, and mountains.
Right. And so, Linda, do you prefer urban areas or wilderness areas?
Well, for just being outdoors, the wilderness, definitely.
Wilderness.
Yeah.
Okay.
More
but you live in
areas.
The city, though, right?
I do, yes. So I can deal with living in the city, but then when I want to do something recreational, I want to be in nature and go where there are trees, there are more trees and wildlife. Well, not necessarily wildlife, but something more natural.
Right. And actually, that's something that we'll go on in the article to discuss, the use of the urban area and the wilderness area. It says that the gym doesn't offer much movement. What do you think that means, Linda?
Well, when you go to the gym, like you go to a certain station and you use that station, whether it's weightlifting or the treadmill that they mentioned here, the bikes. So it's just station by station. You don't really move around that much.
Right. Gyms are limited to the space that they are in. Usually you have your resistance training equipment, which is weightlifting equipment in one area, and then you have your aerobic class area, or you'll have your cardio equipment like treadmills and bikes in another area. Do you feel that you're limited by this movement, David?
I wouldn't say so, because like you suggested, it's in a limited area, but yet you get so many different varieties, and on those machines you have pictures that tell you which muscles you will be using, and they're all spread out.
So if you're a person that likes to have convenience in one place, then actually a gym might be something that you would enjoy.
Exactly.
Right? It's all there, ready to go. But it does say here, even with treadmills, you're making the same motion over and over again. So for some people, that can often lead to the feeling of boredom, Right. Yeah. And it's interesting that in past articles, we've actually talked about virtual reality, meeting mm-hmm. the gym space
right.
and having this TV screen that mm-hmm. comes up in front of you.
So you feel like you're going somewhere. It doesn't feel right. like you're doing the same motion over and over.
So in some ways, we've kind of come full circle, right? We've gone into the gym, gone on the treadmill, and now we're talking about being back in the outdoors. Mm-hmm. So that's quite an interesting concept. But we see here that the writer says in this last sentence, he says something quite interesting. What does he say, Linda?
He says that there is no athletic sport where you mostly stand in one place. And that's true. Like, think about any sport, you're always moving, you know? You're not just in one stationary spot.
There's no Olympic sport, right?
Right, where you just have to stand. Well, I guess weightlifting, you do stand in one position and lift the bar, but
that's
true. We're talking about athletic sports.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, we are encouraged to get outside. And there's a saying known by nearly all coaches. And David, what is that saying?
It says, it's not practice that makes perfect. It is perfect practice that makes perfect.
Ooh, what does that mean? That's a pretty hard one, isn't it? Oftentimes we think, oh, if you just practice that motion over and over and over and over again, it will lead to a perfect motion. But actually they're saying a perfect practice will make perfect. So in this instance, we are also talking about the way you do the motion, that you do the correct motion from the very beginning. And I think this is very true with exercise. One benefit of going to the gym and being taught by a trainer how to do exercises is what we call your form, the way you do the exercise. Because if anything in your form or your posture is incorrect, you may injure yourself.
Right.
So that is why for a coach, they want to make sure from the very beginning you are doing the motion in a correct way.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get it right from the beginning, it's very difficult to correct later on.
Right.
In addition to the possibility of injury.
Yeah, they actually have to undo that, don't mm-hmm. they? So that is why this is often said. And here we're talking about the outdoors, that there are so many options when you are training outside. And so you also need to learn how to do it correctly, even when you're outdoors. What do we learn in the next sentence, David?
We learn that there are different artifacts that you can look for and that will help you when you do sports outside.
Right. And we think about the urban area. There are a lot of artifacts, and that is one of our vocabulary focus words. That's an object made by man. So a man-made object. We can think of maybe the curbside or even stairways. They are made by man. They're attached to buildings, and they're great for exercise. Even using your stairwell in your apartment building would be a great way. They allow you to work on the movements that you may need for your favorite sports. For example, working on stairs are really good for your legs. We have a picture of a girl here. She's running up and down those stairs. Not only is it good for your legs, but it is great for your heart as well. Now, Linda, we learned some more examples of some artifacts we could use.
Right. We see that you can also use low cement barriers in parking lots.
Wow. Okay. So they are those, they're little barriers made of cement. They are not high. They are low. And you can use those to either balance yourself or what can you do with those low cement barriers, David?
Well, it says that you can jump from one to another one instead of walking down, stepping off and getting up again.
Good. It has quite a few things there, right? It says you can walk slowly or briskly along them. Linda, what does it mean to do something briskly?
To do it quickly. like with a fast motion.
Right, yeah. And so they usually have gaps. Like it says, they're evenly spaced, so they have these little gaps in between. And depending on how small or how large that gap is, you can run along them or jump from barrier to barrier. And this really helps with your leg movement, really works through all your leg muscles, and also your balance as well. Well, we're going to learn a few more objects or ways that you can work out in the outdoors in our next column. So let's get reading, starting with Watch Your Step.
Watch your step. For the action athlete, benches and picnic tables make great hardcore exercises. Start slowly, using just benches, so you get a feel for the effort required. Start with a sidewalk that has benches every 50 feet or so. Jog towards the bench and, without breaking stride, lift one leg to get yourself onto the bench. Run one or two steps and jog off the bench, landing with ankles, knees, and hips flexed to absorb the shock. Hitting your stride. Once you've memorized the precision of the movement involved, start running to up, on, and off each bench. Continue running after your flexed landing. Time yourself to see if you can increase the speed, but always make sure you don't go too fast for your developing skills. This is risky training, so you don't want to risk injury.
Okay, so if you're just joining us right now, listeners, we are on our fitness article for the month of December, and we're learning how to improve your athletic skill in the outdoors. Oftentimes we think of the gym and, you know, exercising on a treadmill or with resistance training equipment, they're your weights. But today we're finding out how can you use the outdoors to do a better workout. We've been learning so far that you can use artifacts, which are man-made objects. You can use them to help you, whether it's low cement barriers. You can use those to balance off or to just work on your leg strength. But in this column, we start off by talking about watching your step. Linda, what do we mean when we say watch your step?
Well, when we say that, we usually mean to be careful, watch where you're going. Mm-hmm. But here, we're using it in a more literal sense, to actually be conscious of where you're stepping.
Right, because steps are actually great artifacts to mm-hmm. use for workouts.
Right.
And we've seen that in the picture down the bottom of the page. Now, if we start off this paragraph with for the action athlete, what would be the definition of an action athlete, David?
People who want to work out all the time and are always active. For example, people who do parkour.
Right. What is parkour, Linda?
Well, it was like a movement a few years ago. I think it really became popular a few years ago, of people using urban areas to just to work out, like, or to do like these crazy sort of motions. Like they would jump from wall to wall, or like flip, or, you know, like climb directly up a vertical wall. Like it was crazy. Like,
right. The human Spider-Man.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, for the average person, that's kind of extreme, but that's a great example of how you can use urban areas or urban artifacts
right.
for a workout.
Yeah. And actually parkour athletes, they are very fit and they're able to do quite interesting tricks, things that we probably wouldn't do, like flipping off buildings, you know, things like that. But of course, maybe you're not quite that extreme in your workout, and that may seem like a bit much, but you could consider some benches or some picnic tables that are a little bit lower to the ground. And here it says they make great hardcore exercises. Now, this hardcore, or this term hardcore, has various definitions, but when we're attaching it to exercise, Linda, what do you think that means?
Well, we use it as an adjective to mean extremely intense, or extreme. Here we're describing the type of exercise.
Right, good. So for an action athlete, they like to do a lot of different things on benches and picnic tables. We are given some examples of how you could use the bench or the picnic table. David, what do they advise us to do?
Well, the article advises us to start slowly. Using benches, when we are at the sidewalk with benches every 50 feet or so, jog towards them, and without breaking, you lift one leg onto the bench and the other leg onto a picnic table, and so on.
Okay, so the reason they're asking us to start slowly here is because we're talking about height. Okay, you're working with height. And obviously, height can be very taxing on your body, and also it can be difficult for you to get your legs over them. So they say start slowly using benches. It says so you get a feel for the effort required. So you listen to your body and you realize how much do you need to lift your legs to get over this object. It says start with a sidewalk that has benches every 50 feet or so. So it's saying this is your warm-up, really, right? Why would they be telling us to jog towards the bench there, Linda?
So you get a running start. So you have some momentum that will, you know, help you to get up on the bench.
Right, and that is a huge thing. Momentum is a really big thing that will help you to be able to get, well, lift your leg and get yourself onto the bench because it is quite high. And then it tells you to run one or two steps and jog off the bench, landing with your knees, ankles, and hips flexed to absorb the shock. What do we mean here by flexed, Linda?
So that it's not stiff, that it's a bit flexible. And this is very important when you're doing any sort of exercise or sport, is that, you know, your body is limber, that you're not, your muscles aren't tightened. Because if they are, then you're much more prone to injury.
Right, and that is very important. Your ankles, your knees, and your hips are joints of the body, and if you injure them, then it can be very difficult for movement afterwards. So you want to make sure you flex them so that your muscles can take the impact of the force that you are putting on them when you jump.
Right.
I know for myself, I have injured my ankles many times just because I haven't flexed my leg muscles enough. So I can't stress that enough, that is really important.
Especially if you're landing on a hard surface like concrete or the ground, there's nothing to cushion you.
You're right. There's a big difference between landing on concrete and landing on the grass. The grass is able actually, or the ground is able to absorb the force a lot better than the concrete. Well, this is one way you can use the bench to work out. We talk about hitting your stride. David, what does that mean, hitting your stride?
Well, it means to become familiar at something that you've recently started to do.
Right. And when you are using the outdoors, perhaps you're not familiar with it and you want to be able to do it better. Here it can also mean talking about running, right, Linda? When we're hitting our stride, when we're running, it means that we're getting that momentum.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy with the pace that we're doing and we're comfortable in that
right.
stride.
It's when you get into the flow. So you hit your stride and so you can keep on moving. You're
mm-hmm.
comfortable at this particular pace. And it's also where you can even go faster, right?
Right.
Or, well, we'll see tomorrow going to the next level.
Right. And we have talked a little bit about momentum and how momentum is used in exercise a lot. We learn here that once you've memorized the precision of a movement, memorize means to remember the way it is. What does precision mean, Linda?
Precision, we're talking about exactness.
Mm.
So being exact or accurate.
Okay, good. So in the earlier paragraph, we talked about how you can learn to get better at your precision. And once you have that, you can continue to get a little bit faster. You can start running to it. You can start running up to the bench. You can run on the bench or off each bench because you're trying to figure out how far you can move without falling off. Now, continue running after your flexed landing. You see that often in gymnastics, in the Olympics, when they do a movement on the bench, you'll still see them land, and you might see them jump a little bit. That's because the force is still moving through their body. So here they encourage you to continue running after you've had a flexed landing so that you don't hurt your body. What is another thing you can do in the next sentence, David?
Well, it tells us that we can time ourselves to see if you can increase the speed. But always don't go too fast because it is a risky training.
Right. You are developing your skills. So not only are you developing your balance skills, your speed skills, you're also checking and making sure that your muscles respond the way that you see something. So there's a lot of skill going on here. It says risky training. Why would we say that, Linda?
Well, doing any sort of exercise, and here, you know, we already talked about the possible injuries that you can have, that you have to just be careful when you're landing or, you know, when you're starting this exercise so that you don't go too quickly and stress your muscles out or, end up causing injury to yourself.
Right. Well, listeners, we've been learning a lot about how the outdoors can really help your workout. But we also ask you to take some caution when you are practicing some of these movements. Do it carefully. Do it timely so that your body can respond in the correct manner and that you don't hurt yourself. So there are some things to watch out for, but if you use these tips that we've discussed today, then hopefully you too will get to enjoy and utilize the great outdoors for your workout. Now, that's all we have time for today, but we would love to hear your feedback. Do you use the outdoors to work out in? We have a lot more to share with you tomorrow about the outdoors, so make sure you come back tomorrow to learn more. But until then, this is Amanda,
Linda,
David,
saying goodbye.
Bye.